Splash.
Splash.
The stories making waves in the sports world. The Splash.
Get him up.
Really thought I was going to have that moment, Vinny, that hero dad moment. Oh, yeah. Hey, here you go. Here you
We'd
go, Skyler.
Like upgrade you to first class.
I just had this delusion. The guy was such a big fan. I'm like, I am going to hook up my daughter. Item number one, the Arizona Cardinals. We got a lot of stuff to get into this weekend. The Atlanta Falcons are coming to town. Steve Keim says his offense can be very, very scary. David Johnson might play. And on the other side of the ball, Julio Jones is coming to play the Cardinals and for once doesn't have to worry about Patrick Peterson.
Yeah, what could possibly go wrong?
What could possibly go wrong?
What could possibly go wrong? It's again, shocking to note, coming into this game, through 5 weeks of an NFL season, Bick, Julio Jones is the third leading receiver on the Atlanta Falcons. So it's not just him to worry about. They utilize their tight end. They've got a really good receiving core with Sanu and Ridley and Julio Jones. This is a big, big challenge for the last edition of the Patrick Peterson-less Arizona Cardinals secondary.
That's a good point. That's a really good point. So this is a really interesting game on that level. Can you bridge together a winning streak before Patrick Peterson? Can you get out of this in decent shape? We're going to get the answers to a lot of different questions. I guess the most encouraging news was Steve Keim talking about David Johnson. We're going to get all into all that in just a matter of minutes. Week six is underway. The New England Patriots and the Giants had themselves a game for a while. Patriots pull away late, win easy, and off we go.
Yeah, weird game. Very weird game.
Yeah.
I was tied at one point after Marcus Golden scored a defensive touchdown. And I'm watching that play unfold, and I'm thinking, how he's going to make it so he doesn't score. Marcus Golden looked like he was moving in slow motion after that fumble recovery. And then somehow he made an unbelievable individual play at like the 5-yard line to get into the end zone. Here's an interesting fact for you. I don't know if this is the first time this has ever happened.
Mm-hmm.
But a guy with the first name Golden and the last name Golden both scored a touchdown in the same football game.
That's
right. For the same team. Golden Tate and Marcus Golden.
And Marcus Golden. That could have never happened before.
You wouldn't think, right?
Isn't that weird?
I'm going to take a little time off from the show right now and do some research.
Okay.
You got this?
I got it. I'm all good.
Well, the Golden Crisp Bear did play tight end for a while, so...
Yeah, they're not all winners, Jared.
You know, I couldn't get my microphone on immediately, and I would double thought. I thought maybe I shouldn't tell that lame joke, but I went through.
Yeah.
I bared down, and I finished it off.
But that's, like you just pointed out, Jared doesn't have kids. That's his way of being parental, is throwing out the dad jokes.
All right. For all the people who were encouraged by the Suns' first quarter of their first preseason game, not so much last night. Fell behind by as many as 16, ended up losing to the Kings, but again, it's preseason basketball. We are not going to concern ourselves with the outcome. Right, Vinny?
You're not freaking out that Kelly Oubre went 0-for-9 from the floor?
Yeah.
You're not going to freak out that DeAndre Ayton didn't shoot a 3 again? You're not going to freak out over 21 turnovers?
I tried to balance your optimism the other day by saying preseason doesn't matter, so I'm going to stay consistent. Preseason does not matter.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, ugly first quarter, ugly fourth quarter. Second and third were okay, but they lose by double digits to Sacramento in preseason game number 2. News today, too. Surprise, surprise. The Suns are picking up third-year options on DeAndre Ayton and Mikal Bridges.
Yeah, heard that. Pretty obvious moves there. I'll say this. I had somebody reach out to me this morning and say, same old for all this stuff about the Suns. They're still not as good as the Kings. I don't go there, okay? The Kings probably are better than the Suns. The gap isn't like it was last year, so just chill out about that. Major League Baseball, the championship series are set, and we've got a... What a night in Game 5 of the Houston-Tampa series. Tyler Glasnow, a very good young pitcher, just destroyed his team's chances by tipping his pitches, and the Astros were all over him. Man. Story to me blows me away.
Yeah, and he even admitted afterwards that after watching the video, it's pretty obvious I was tipping my pitches. You had some analysts for Fox who I thought did a great job of breaking down exactly what the Astros were looking for. The Astros didn't talk very freely about it after the game. Why would they?
Why would they?
But they're moving on, and You know, the favorites prevail in the American League. I'm not sure many people predicted a St. Louis-Washington National League Championship Series.
No.
But people were clamoring for Houston and New York, and that's the matchup we get starting tomorrow. It should be a great series.
Yeah, you've got one series that feels like the World Series, and then the National League is a little bit different. Not the postseason I expected, but we're going to have some fun with that topic because that is really a crazy topic.
Finally, and NLCS gets underway tonight, by the way.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
St. Louis hosting Washington game one, Sanchez against Michaelis in that pitching matchup.
All right, there you go.
You can hear that on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station.
All right, Vinny Joe, good luck charm. Attended the Coyotes game last night, and the offensive woes were cured. Well done, Vinny. Well done. I want
full
you
advantage.
In every home game now.
Yeah, I, you know. My presence really freed up the offense.
Mm-hmm.
Connor Garland, 2 goals. Darcy Kemper, he's so good. He was fantastic last night. We saw the Barrett Hayton debut.
Yeah. How did that go?
I paid $14 for a 20-ounce beer. That's a new record for me.
I did that at the Cult Show over the last weekend. Yeah, and you and I both like beer.
Yeah.
It's hard to enjoy it when you pay that much for beer.
Yeah. It's like you think for that much it also should, like, give you a shoulder massage or something like that, you know?
And by the way, give you a little something extra.
It didn't take Las Vegas long to build an annoying fan base, so congratulations there.
Oh, is that right?
I guess when, you know, you talk about proximity.
Is
and the
that
fact that they
right?
went to the Stanley Cup Final in their first year of existence, things have been accelerated, but there was a lot of Knights fans there last night.
Wow.
They were really quiet for two periods, which was
wow.
good.
Wow.